Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and seven. Irving breaks it back. Brick Will bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline. Touchdown, Oregon.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over the shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers.
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football's so fun. It's our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Morning on this Super Bowl Sunday. We have officially made it one of the most important days on the calendar year. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass producing things. Man, it hit me this morning. It was almost like a Christmas Day morning feeling. Like, it's here. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
We
have made it.
Yeah, it's always a little bittersweet, you know, once we get to this point, because we know, obviously, last game of the year, so it's going to be...
Well, it's such a long season that, like, you're in September, October, November, you're like, damn, we still got a lot of football left.
And then, obviously, I mean, I don't think about the preseason, but if you throw that in there, there are some people that get jacked from, you know, just knowing the preseason. Seriously, just seeing the preseason.
No, you're not wrong.
It's like, okay, football is here. You know, it's time to kind of get into it. But, yeah, it's kind of this is the culmination of, you know, all those Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays that we've been spending for the last, it's 18-week season now, then 3 weeks of the playoffs.
September, October, November,
So
December.
Our wives January. Are like, hey, add like 4 weeks to what you're counting up right now.
Yeah, I think the only people that really care about preseason football are like the actual NFL analysts and people that are gambling on preseason NFL football, which is something you probably
That's
shouldn't do.
Insane to me.
I think there's a number for that that you should call and talk to someone.
Get some help.
Yeah. Hey, I will say, though, my buddy Tanner, I'm sure he has laid some scratch on some preseason NFL football, and he has won himself some money. If there's one person I trust, I've almost considered making him our Sports Sunday bookie, like having him on and telling us where to
Does
lay some
money.
Does
he win a lot?
Oh.
Okay, then, yeah, sure.
Yes.
But it's in there that's, you know, constantly...
There are definitely moments, though, where he tells me what he's betting on, and that's where I would say, like, you have that number
on dial, right? Like, you have that number in your contacts, 1-800-I-NEED-HELP or whatever it is, like the whatever the gambling number is for our state.
Hey, if he's got those inside, like, tracks to who's playing and, like, dude, they're feeling it this week, they're trying to make the roster, that's all the tip I need in that situation.
Oh, and it's not, it does not just go to NFL preseason. Like, he is, he bets on baseball, he'll go parlays for baseball. There was one time last year, I was texting him about Louisville Cardinals basketball, non-sports betting related.
It's a weird text to send.
Well, again, I knew that he would be like one of like two people in my life that I knew would know what's going on. And I said, did you see what happened to Louisville basketball? Because they lost to some random ass team. And he was like, oh, are you talking about the sanctions? And I'm like, no, they lost to a school named Bellarmine. And I was like, that sounds like a fake school. It sounds made up. He's like, oh, yeah, I saw the spread on that. I was thinking about taking some scratch on that. I did take Tarleton State to cover plus 15 against Arizona State,
where?
Though. Tarleton State, another made-up school.
Yo.
And then he's throwing out coaches'
names.
Hey, man,
what can you tell me about Creighton? Just kind of give me some background. I see they're a three-point favorite. Is that... Should I do it?
Well, not only did he know who Bellarmine was, he was like, oh, yeah, they're showing them who runs the state of Kentucky. I was like, you know the state they're in even?
The Tarleton State Texan Riders, excuse me.
And I believe the head coach is Billy Gillespie. And the only reason I know that is because
he's still kicking around?
Billy Gillespie, I believe, is the coach's name.
Is the coach of the Texas State Texan
Tarleton
Riders?
State.
Okay.
Tarleton State. Get
Texan
it right.
Riders.
Yes, and he is still currently the coach at Tarleton State. Yeah, and he said, he's like, oh, yeah, that plus 15 spread against Tarleton State.
I'm just
such
imagining
a disrespectful line to Billy Gillespie's crew. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I'm just imagining that recruiting trip. Son, we want you to come down to Tarleton State. Like, wait, where's? What? A what?
Well, that was like one of my friends growing up. He was one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, and he ended up at Bemidji State.
Is that in, like, in Africa?
Is that in Tokyo? Bemidji?
Bemidji. I think it's in, like, Minnesota.
Okay.
It's somewhere up there in, like, the upper Midwest. But, yeah, Bemidji, city in Minnesota. Yeah,
that's got to be, like, a D2,
don't
right?
want to go there. It's D2, D3. You will never see them in the tournament.
I remember seeing the first picture of him in a basketball jersey, like his team photo or something like that. And I was like, that's not real. That's not – there's no way. And then I kept seeing pictures of him at game time in an actual, like, student section. I was like, holy crap, Bemidji State is a real thing.
Yeah, the Bemidji State Beavers. Shout out to the Oregon State brethren.
That's
there.
A lame mascot. I feel like the more randoms of a school you are, the more random your mascot has to be. It can't be the Tigers.
Sure.
It can't be the Eagles or something like
it's
that.
It's not a cool animal. It's like the elk.
If you're going to go Beaver, you might as well just go, like, I don't know. Like a capybara or something like that. You know, the Bemidji State capybaras. That's what we need. Bemidji State, I mean, listen, I really don't want to be Googling and looking up, trying to figure out what division they play in. I can't believe we've already gone down this road this much.
You got to know, because the degenerate bets on college basketball are going to increase after today. We might be helping people here with this Tarleton State hot talk and Bemidji State. Like, maybe some hidden money here.
No, I mean, that lets you know there are so many colleges, so many universities out there that we, like, again, we're sitting here, there's somebody out there who's like, you've never heard of Bemidji State? You've never heard of, you know, but no, seriously, there's somebody out here listening.
God,
that's
I'm
like,
sure someone on the
never
report.
Heard of that before? And I'm like, hell no, I've never heard of that. But, you know, there are people here that, like, if somebody from Whitman went to go, Whitman College in Walla Walla went to somebody in California. They were like, where? And
love
what a what a
Whitman reference.
What a what a? Like, no, I'm not. That sounds weird.
To reel this back into the festivities of this weekend, I want to pose a question for you two here and see what you think. Is that Super Bowl being in Vegas, we have been hearing reports that it's an absolute S show. I mean, Vegas already can be an S show as is, and then you add in the festivities of the Super Bowl. But I have to ask, do you think more alcohol is being consumed there, or the waste management in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, where they literally had to stop selling alcohol because things are getting too out of hand. And apparently last year, the number was like 4.7 million alcoholic beverages sold last year. So if they're shutting it down this year, like, I can only imagine, one, how many they sold or how much of an SO it is out there this year. I don't know if you've seen any of the reports. I mean, like, it's not even about golf this weekend. It is about just absolute party. Like, it is mayhem. In
Arizona,
out there.
Like, no, Arizona party's different.
Dude, you want to talk about white boy weekend?
They kick it different in Arizona. I like it, you know. So, you know, Vegas is known for that's, you know, that's what you do in Vegas is party. But I don't know if there's a bigger party state than Arizona.
Oh, and especially not only is it Super Bowl weekend, but spring training starts this week. Like they're going to keep it rolling.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, there's a lot of drinking happening in the 702 right now. You know, IDK. I would go ahead and probably say this week in Vegas just because of all the additional people that are in town.
You know, got massive FOMO.
Yeah, right? You know, there's a lot of people that just kind of rolled in, if nothing else, because the Super Bowl was so close and the trip to Vegas is so cheap, you know, for the most part. If you're driving, it's, you know, 12, 13 hours and you can get there. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of drinking to be had.
I don't know if this
in Vegas right now.
I don't know if this is still true, but rooms on Fremont Street, the downtown Vegas area off the Strip, were still going for about $250 last week. So that's affordable, $250 for a night.
And there are some awesome hotels, you know,
yeah,
right there. Let's see, the D, right? That's the name of a hotel down there.
You're a big fan.
I actually stayed there the last time I was there. The D was awesome. Circa is super cool. They have this. There's this sports book / pool that they have.
Ooh.
Called.
I forget. You said the Circa? The
yeah, Circa.
Okay. Circus.
No, yeah.
No, do not confuse the two.
It's
wrong.
Called Stadium Swim, but that's actually where I saw, like, you know, obviously Vegas was in the Stanley Cup last year.
I believe so. Listen, yeah.
Last year or the year before.
Last year it was.
Not the hockey guy to be talking
about. Yeah, and so, like,
I thought that was you.
But they were playing. Well, I mean, ish. but they were playing, and you could be at the pool and see this big-ass screen, and we watched that and the Kentucky Derby, all type of stuff there. Like, it was pretty dope. And then I think it's, like, the biggest sports book in the world. Like, the biggest sports, like, yeah, it's something crazy like that. Or at least in
Vegas. I believe it.
At least in Vegas. So, yeah, there's some dope-ass hotels, you know, if you get to, like, Old Town and
just
stuff like
the
that.
Way you're describing this, at Vegas, for sure. You I think it, more yeah. more alcohol is being consumed there. I have major FOMO that I am not there. I even saw a San Francisco couple. They're huge fans. They can't afford tickets to the game, but they're in Vegas just because of the vibe. I wish that
gotta
were
be.
Us.
Well, I will say that commercial break for you and the listeners, go ahead and jump on Twitter or Instagram and just, you know, start searching up WM Phoenix Open, Waste Management Phoenix Open, because you're going to see some things. You're going to see a fight breaking out between some bros, a few people sliding down mud hills, getting beer poured all over them. You're going to see Zach Johnson and Billy Horschel losing their S on the gallery because they're yelling up at them about something. It's a complete S show. And for one weekend of golf, I appreciate it. But I believe the Scottsdale Police Department and Fire Marshal, I think that's the reports, is that they got involved here and they basically said, yeah, shut this down. This is not going well.
I mean, I'm glad somebody stepped in, because sometimes, like, especially when it comes to alcohol, things can get really out of hand really fast, you know? So somebody had to step in and be like, hey, man, you know what? Sorry, we're shutting it down for the night, shutting it down for the week, you know, whatever it is. I'm sure people were pissed, though. That's really when it really went down.
Happy
sure.
Gilmore status, right? Like, when did golf officially hit Happy Gilmore status?
Go back to your shanties.
Hey, I mean, because golf is... So, haven't been to a couple golf tournaments, you know, like...
Apparently, there was over 500,000 people at the, like, on the grounds of the golf course.
Yeah, that's awful.
Isn't that like a fire code violation?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Number one, how effed up is that course just, you know, all of a sudden now, you know? But, yeah, that really sucks. But, again... Golf, when you get to like the beer garden stuff like that, it's like, oh, this is kind of like a frat party, low key. Like I kind of like this over here. And so it doesn't shock me that somewhere, especially in Arizona, they got a little too somebody too many spirits, you know, went around. So that's not super shocking.
All right, well, let's party on this show today. No alcohol in the studio.
Well, I'm not saying there is.
Did you bring something?
I mean, I'm not gonna. I may or may.
I saw
not
you
have.
Come in with a duffel bag of something. Yeah. So I mean, hey,
got it all in my little shopping mall, bro.
We're gonna have fun though today. I wanted it to be our own little Super Bowl party. We are gonna bring on a few guests throughout these 2 hours. We're gonna do our little Super Bowl talk next, but at 9:30, Brandon Sprague. 9:45, Dusty Hera. And then at either 10:15, 10:30, Jason Sukanik. It depends on if he's still rolling around on
the ground. So we got all the stars in the building on Sunday, eh?
Yeah. The time for Suk is still up in the air. Because
Suk's going to come on at 11.
He's rolling around on the ground, grappling with other men right now. So if he is available at 10:15 or 10:30, we shall see. But he's getting his jujitsu on. So we're going to have them on for 5-10 minutes. We're going to check in with Sprague, see how the mental state is with his 49ers being in the game.
Sure, he's in a great space right now.
We're going to check in with Dusty and get his hot football analysis, being that he's a former football player, and I love his X's and O's. And then I'm going to talk with Jason about what he is doing today, and I am going to be not surprised at all if he says nothing at all.
Yeah,
sitting at home eating a Chinese takeout. So, which I feel like he has started to be a bad influence on me, because the more I hear about his girlfriend and him and like what they're doing, it seems like he is a big fan of doing absolute nothing. And
you going copycat status on that?
The more I hear about it, I'm like, damn, that sounds nice. Why are we doing so much? Why can't we just hang out?
You got that new car smell love right now. Yeah. That's why you're doing all that. You got to do this stuff right now.
Well, the lady, she likes to go out and eat some good food. Like last night, we went to a Filipino restaurant. And she just kept ordering stuff. And then by the time we got home, I was just like, I felt pregnant. I was just like, ooh. Ooh, those are those sounds again that I made.
You're eating good, Joe.
Old dad sounds. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So let's get to it first. Let's talk the Super Bowl amongst us three here. What our expectations for the game will be. We do that here next for the final football Sunday of the year right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Putting in the request now that we have either Usher for the rest of the show or just any past Super Bowl acts.
Prince.
As our, I actually went back and watched that performance yesterday. Just to say, it's pretty good.
He actually bought out the rain during Purple Rain? Get out of here. Who does that?
Apparently, technically, I do believe this was James Brown was in a Super Bowl.
Did James Brown perform at a Super Bowl?
He was in a it was a Blues Brothers bash during the Super Bowl 31 halftime show.
I was also looking up a list of what is it, the ranked of the best Super Bowl performances of all time. And Prince was number one on that list, according to Rolling Stone.
Michael's was cool, but Michael stood there for literally like 4 to 5 minutes to start his performance.
All
and people were
do.
Losing their S, man. Like, it was crazy. If you go back and look at that, Michael pops up and just stands there, and people go nuts. Like, it was really, that was probably the best part of that performance. But,
yeah,
you know, Michael was still great. But, yeah, that Prince one, I've always been a, you know, Michael's awesome.
We're going to get in.
Prince is the guy.
We're going to get into the football stuff here in just a moment. But hot take, number two on this list was U2. Has there ever been an more, and I understand the scene on it was the first Super Bowls after 9/11. But I feel like U2 is the most overhyped band in the history of music.
They're close.
Like,
I have something to say, and I'm not going to say that because I don't want.
Have you ever met someone that's like, oh my god, I love you too. I am a
never.
Huge YouTube
my
fan.
My former stepdad, who is an absolute jackass. So yeah,
starting to line up here, starting to connect the dots.
I know people that you know like Bono. You know what I mean? I know people. That, you know,
but again,
know
is anybody like Bono? I am a huge Bono.
But
fan.
even in the
but,
context,
yeah, but. I think, but that's more of just the symbolism type thing, just based on who he is. And but yeah, I'm like you. I don't you two and the Beatles are massively overrated singers and musicians. Uh-oh. Great writers, phenomenal writers, but phenomenally overrated singers. And
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, just
but
saying.
Even in the context of Super Bowl halftime shows, Bono after 9/11 is weird. He's Irish, isn't he? Like, he was wearing something, an American... Yeah. You go back and watch that. He's wearing, like, an American flag under his jacket. I love the support for America, but...
He might have lived here in the States. But
wouldn't we, if we're, you know, like, after 9/11, trying to, like, get all patriotic and stuff, wouldn't we hire an American halftime... Yes! The boss!
Yeah, he's like, he is Irish, and his actual full name is Paul David Hewson.
Yeah, Bono's way cooler. Just saying.
Not nearly as cool. And also... Like, you remember the movie Taken with Liam Neeson, right? The moment I knew that movie, like, I couldn't believe that plot and get into it at all, is when the daughter says that I'm going to go to Europe with my friend and we're going to follow U2 around. Like, they're going to be groupies following U2.
That is
why she goes to Europe with her friend.
She's just hoping to sleep with one of the band
members.
They're going
on, like, they're following U2 around the country of Europe on their tour. I'm dead serious. Look it up. And when I heard that, I was like, wait, what? It was almost one of those like rewind moments. Like, that's why. And then you rewatch that movie. You're like, that is the reason why Europe. Like, wow. She deserves to get taken. Yeah, what a terrible idea.
Sure, for sure.
All right. Football stuff. Man, I've had a tough time trying to choose what's going to happen in this game. Like, looking at the teams top to bottom roster wise, I feel like when it comes to it, I'm going to take the 49ers to win this. But it is so hard to bet against the Chiefs and Andy Reid in this team in this moment. Like, that is the one thing that always keeps pulling me back, and especially with the way that the Chiefs defense has played. But we've been saying for weeks now that, like, the 49ers don't finally pull it off. Like, what the hell? Like, they should be completely, like... confused. What do we do now? Who do we have to get? I mean, do we just stay on track? I have a stat here that the 49ers, they're the first team in NFL history to have a running back, two wide receivers, and a tight end with over 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
That's insane.
Like, that just, again, just on the offense side, that goes to show, like, how dominant and how good and how talented this team is. And so the closer we get to kickoff, as much as it kills me, I'm liking the 49ers. And I know that the public is going for the Chiefs and 49ers are a slight favorite, but the way that I just look at how these teams are stacked up on both sides of the ball, I feel like the 49ers are the better team, the more talented team, and I'm throwing out the window what has happened the last 2 weeks as far as them barely getting the wins and skating by. I think that's a situation where it's like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, can't happen a third time. And I feel like the 49ers are saying that in the locker room, especially on the defense side. Like, we cannot let that happen against this Chiefs team. And we need to prepare our asses off on the defensive side of the ball to make sure that doesn't happen. Lock down Kelce and lock down Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's so much easier said than done to lock down.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and lock down Mahomes, you know.
You just put it so simply. Let's hire you, Joe. You know,
check.
Yeah. It's, the weird part is here the Chiefs are on the precipice of their third Super Bowl ring in what, 5 years or 6 years? It's one of those two.
Is it since 2019.
Okay. So,
which was the 2018 season.
So, in 5 years, you know, or 6 years, they will have had the opportunity to win three Super Bowls, and people are still like rooting against the 49ers. Actively like, man, I don't want them to win. I'm not a big 49ers guy. I'm kind of a hater in that regard, just because I've never seen a team as talented fall so short all the time. Over and over and over, conference championship after conference championship, Super Bowl after Super Bowl. There have been so many incarnations of this 49ers team. So many different players, so many different quarterbacks. Three. This will be the third quarterback that we can remember in the last three Super Bowl appearances that'll be different. How many other franchises can say that?
Right.
Seriously, like, I mean, the Cowboys are still kind of hoping they get that guy after Aikman. At this point, there's been how many quarterbacks, some good, some bad, after Troy Aikman?
Not go down that road. You know what I'm saying?
So far, as a Patriots fan,
let's not make this about the Cowboys.
Zappy, like, come on, man. Like, it's going to cam for a while. It's going to take a long time to find that guy to replace somebody like Tom Brady. Not the 49ers, though. The 49ers have, of any franchise, they've been probably the most consistent at the QB position, barring a few years in between there. They lose Steve Young for a while. They got Jeff Garcia for a long time, who was a great NFL quarterback. And then have those down years. You get Alex Smith, which nobody knew exactly what you had in Alex Smith. And then you get a coach in Harbaugh that comes in and says, oh, hell, Alex Smith can play a little bit.
Well, I think it was, getting an offensive coordinator for more than one season also.
Then you get Kaepernick. Then you get Garoppolo, who ends up taking you there. And now you've got Brock Purdy. Like, name another franchise that's had this many opportunities, this many times to get it. Like, if you don't win San Francisco, I'm saying this on this show for weeks, if you don't win, this is on you. There's no excuse. There's no nothing. There's no reason. There's no good reason you shouldn't win this game. You should be the Super Bowl champions after this.
I would agree with you. There's really no chance for Kansas City to stop every single offensive weapon. No. So it's essentially a game in this Super Bowl, pick your poison. And I think the poison that you hope that Kansas City kind of picks for San Francisco to live with today is something they haven't done nearly all season, and that's Brock Purdy rushing the football. So if they can make Brock rush it, if they can maybe just let Christian McCaffrey go off but limit the offense on other aspects, I think that's going to be a win for San Francisco. But Pat Mahomes hasn't been sacked pretty much at all this year either for Kansas City. So can San Francisco actually sack Pat Mahomes? I think those are my two keys to the game today.
I will say that I think this game comes down to how well the Chiefs are going to be able to stop the 49ers rushing game and Christian McCaffrey. Like, if they can't get them off the field and they're converting third and threes, third and fours, they're not getting to a lot of third downs because they're able to run the ball and get good chunk plays out of their run game. And I'm trying to think if it was Suk or Buck or who it was on one of the shows, but it's like, I want to see Purdy on those third and sevens. Like, what do they do? What does he do in those situations? And if the Chiefs are able to put them in those situations, because if they're just taking their time getting down the field methodically and the Chiefs can't stop that, then it's like, it's going to be a long day for Kansas City. Yeah. And if you give San Francisco that flow, that feel that they can just do what they want on the offensive side of the ball and they can't be stopped, then it could be a long day. That's why I keep going back to the 49ers. I'm like, they should win this game right now. As we get closer and closer to kickoff, they should be the ones with the Lombardi trophy at the end of the day. And again, with the talent on this team, I don't see why not.
No, it should absolutely be how this game goes. However, there's a dude on the other side that's going for his third Super Bowl, and he is crazy. as close to unstoppable as we've ever seen in a football player. Like, there's not another quarterback I can remember that you're down 14, you're down 7, no problem. We're going to get it. Especially at the end of the game, 2-minute drill. Like, we got to get the ball down the field and in position to at least get a field goal or score. there's nobody in the NFL I would never bet against Patrick Mahomes in that regard.
And that's the problem that I'm having. It's like, you give me Patrick Mahomes as a dog in any capacity, it's like, give me that all day.
Yeah.
Like, man, tough one to choose. Gamblers around the world right now, they're struggling. But yeah, as of right now, and this could change in an hour and a half, who knows, but I'm going with 49ers. But I do want to check in with one of our resident 49ers fans here on the station, Brandon Sprague. He is, whether he's at home, whether he's just sitting in his room and not talking to his family at all right now, just like, that's what I would be. If Rashad says, if the Cowboys made a Super Bowl, I'd be hosting a party. Hell no. I would be locked up in my house by myself all day. So we're going to check in on Brandon Sprague. We're going to get a mental wellness check on him, see how things are going. We do that next here. Brandon Sprague right here with Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz on Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, last one of the year on 1080 The Fan. But first, Schultz with SportsCenter Update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Last Football Sunday of the year. Bittersweet. I figured we celebrate this last Football Sunday of the year on Super Bowl Sunday with some of the guys of the 1080 The Fan show's radio station programming and whatnot. And the first person we got on this morning is 49er fan Brandon Sprague. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing? How's Rashad doing?
You sound great right now, man.
We're doing good, doing good. It's like I said, it's like Christmas Day. It's a little bittersweet knowing that it's the last Football Sunday and last game of the year, Super Bowl. But no, I'm serious. Are you holed up in your room by yourself? Like, I don't know how I would handle. I really don't know how I'd handle, because I don't know if I ever will be able to. A Cowboys in the Super Bowl. So is it? This is what now, your third over the last 10, 15 years or so of 49ers in the Super Bowl. But what's the mentality like? How is Brandon Sprague doing on a day like today?
I'm doing great, buddy. I just went to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. I don't know if you've been. It's fantastic.
Great, they have all
great little options.
Oh, hey.
I'm sitting here now.
Prices are great. Just don't buy the steaks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went for a couple different things. I didn't go for the major items. I got the major items already purchased. But now I'm waiting for a breakfast burrito. We are nervously confident, boys. We are sitting in an air of kind of like nerve-wracking, gut-wrenching, could be crying later, but also like, no, we got the dogs to do this, and I'm tired of America for 2 weeks telling me how much the Chiefs are going to win this game. So sitting in like a weird, nervously confident zone waiting on a delicious little breakfast burrito. I'm having a nice little Sunday.
Is it sausage, ham, or bacon?
Oh, that's a clown question, bro. You get the best meat of a breakfast burrito. It's sausage, and it's not remotely close.
Smart man.
That's not a bad choice, man. Sprague, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great, Rashad. How are you feeling today? Are you going? You're going on the Chiefs, huh? You doing the whole Patrick Mahomes? He's so great thing. Like,
you know,
how can I bet against Patrick Mahomes?
I think that's most people's kind of feeling about it. But for me, like, I've been saying this for a long time, I think you guys have no excuse of not winning the Super Bowl today. I think the 49ers have been the most stacked team. When you start going up down the litany of killers on this roster, there's no reason that you should lose to anybody, you know, in the playoffs this year. And so if you don't win, I'll say this, bro. Don't want to hear the words bang, bang ever again. Just saying.
We got five of them, right? So, like, we could lose this. It'd be the third loss in, like, 15 years. But, like, we're still tied for second most in the NFL. There's five of these, baby. It's bang, bang, Niner gang all day, even with a loss today. Now, let me just go back to something real quick. You feel comfortable about the Niners being able to compete. I'm with you there largely. Patrick Mahomes is a different animal, though. And that's where all the everybody going to pick the Chiefs, and then like even Niner fan is sitting in the nervousness of that guy is just so truly elite.
Special.
That as good as the Niners are, it leaves this kind of like, oh, I don't know if we're good enough. If they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, this is like a 7.5 point line. I think if you put any other quarterback in the NFL on this Chief team, this line is at least 7.5 in the Niners' favor. I know it's 2. It stayed 2 because all these big bettors have come in, $1.5 million money line bets, but 88% of the bets in total are Chief bets. So, yeah, the money's kind of with the Niners, I guess, but 88% of the handle is on the Chiefs. So it feels like me versus America. Everywhere I look somebody in the eyes, I'm just thinking, you're against me today. That's kind of the mentality we're living
in. I don't know, man. I think you might be kind of overshooting that, because I know, I mean, there are a lot of 49er fans. I've been seeing them all throughout Portland over the last couple days. Like a bunch of my friends, a bunch of people that I know from right here in the town, a lot of 49er fans, you know, a few Raider fans, but lots of Niner fans. I think you're not going to be, there's a whole 49ers bar for you guys here. Get out of here. You're not alone today.
Portland. Okay. Not in that way, but Portland is largely been a Niner town for a long time. Portland also has like 17 backer bars for NFL teams because we're miserable and we don't want any nice things here. So we refuse to get on trying to get a football team. Let's build a baseball stadium and a golf course. But yeah, there are a lot of Niner fans in Portland. They ran a poll in 1997 and it was like overwhelming majority of football fans in Portland registered as 49er fans. The Seahawks came and kind of changed that math a little bit, but I'm with you. There still are a lot of Niner fans. We're talking about Portland, Oregon, dude. Talking about America. 88% of America is against.
Fair enough.
So, yes, I might have some support here, but I'm looking at this breakfast burrito guy, and I'm like, you kind of have a Chief vibe to you right now, sir.
He has a sweat to
I like
him.
My burrito.
He's not going
to
cook that sausage all the way through, and, yeah, I understand you questioning it. All right, besides, like, quarterback play, like whether it is Mahomes or Purdy, what do you think, whether it be player or position in the game, that is going to be the deciding factor in today's Super Bowl?
You know, I think Purdy is obviously an easy one and a reasonable one, too. But for me, it's as cut and dry as Isaiah Pacheco. Is Isaiah Pacheco going to get 80 to 115 yards today? If you look at the Niners' previous two playoff games, their rush defense has been atrocious. The Lions ate it up, got to a 17-point lead. The Packers, Aaron Jones was doing whatever he wanted, and then Jordan Love coughed up two picks. Like, if the Chiefs can establish the run game, I don't know, man. It might be good night. The 49ers defense is near the bottom 15 in the league in play action defense. So if Pacheco's going to get some fake carries from old P. Mahomes, you're going to bring secondary up to overreact to it. And somehow I'm going to watch Marquez Valdes-Scantling beat my team in a Super Bowl. It's Isaiah Pacheco. The Niners rush defense has to step up. If they make that miserable for Kansas City, I think they can apply just enough pressure. You kind of blanket Kelce and limit. You can't stop. You limit. And then what? You live in the world of Sky Moore or Rashee Rice. Like, you just have to live with those guys beating you. And Pacheco in the run game is massive to me, given what we've seen from San Francisco's defense in the other two playoff games. They've been shredded on the ground, and they have to limit, if not flat out stop that, if they want to win this game today.
So, quick question. So, you're obviously a 49ers fan. I'm curious what jersey you're wearing today. But you had so many great teams outside of those championship teams, right? Is this the best Niners squad that we've seen since those championship years?
I think that's a tough one for me. I still think the Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Justin Smith.
Yeah, they were called.
Yeah, I mean, and look, receiver was not an elite thing. Like, Michael Crabtree was the best target on that team. So that's a lesser player than Debo. Tight end, too, it's like George Kittle is just a monster. If Travis Kelce didn't exist, he's the best tight end in football. So I don't know. It's a tough one. I go back and forth on that because, you know, Kaepernick, Purdy were both fun in different ways. You know, the unpredictability that the last pick in the draft. Guys, I know it's my team. But, like, even – I'm being honest with you. Even if it wasn't my team, the fact that the last pick in the draft in his second year is starting in a Super Bowl –
straight up.
Is – it's bananas. There's – nobody would have predicted that 20 years ago. If you would have said that, everybody would have looked at you sideways. But, like, here we are. We have the story. Kaepernick was great just from the holy hell, look how quick and athletic and big, and he's got a cannon and – but, like, how accurate is he, and can you win with it? Like, there's just a lot of storylines from both of those teams for me that makes that a tough question. But overall, I think if you made me pick, Rashad, yeah, I'd lean this one. This one's good, man. This one's great.
Offensively,
any other quarterback in this Super Bowl, the Niners are winning this game. I think they're that good. I think they're that built for it. But that pedigree and the tight end and the quarterback and the coach, they just – and the defensive coordinator, they make it a nightmare of a matchup.
Sprague, you know how much of a degen I am? I'm throwing a couple of bucks down on some tasty prop bets today. I just discovered one, the Octopus, which is a player scoring the touchdown and the two-point conversion. Are there any parlays or tasty bets prop-wise that you're throwing some money down for maybe a lotto ticket today?
Yeah, it's everything Niner. Anything over, anything pro Niner, it's Niner. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Guys, I want to win money, but I'm not a good gambler, but I'm not. There's not a single prop bet that sways Kansas City's way that I care. The only prop bet that's like a 50-50 whatever, I always choose tails because tails never fails.
I love how the old adage of don't bet with emotions goes completely out of the window on a day like today.
It's fair.
I mean, Joe, let's be real here. Guys, let's all be honest. Let's be in this trust tree together, okay? I know I'm the one wearing a jersey. I'm cosplaying today. I'm rocking around like I did anything for this team to get them to this point, and I'm carrying that kind of confidence with me. But if it's your team, like, yeah, it's the day. It's everything is pro your team today. That's what the day is about.
He doesn't know.
If your team's not in it, you pick a side.
He doesn't get it. It's okay, Sprague. This guy over here doesn't understand.
He's a Cowboy fan. I don't blame him.
The shade is not necessary on a day like today, okay? Sprague, appreciate it, dude. Enjoy your breakfast burrito. Oh, enjoy your game. And I hope that you just enjoy your day. I'm not going to say I hope the 49ers win for your sake. I just hope you have a good day, all right?
Joe, I appreciate that. Rashad, I appreciate it. I didn't answer the one part of your question. I'm going with the white. Icy white because they're wearing white today. Going Steve Young. Me and the wife got Young jerseys on today.
That's a good one.
So we're trying to get that six tuds, no picks, 350-yard performance today from old Brock Purdy.
All right, I'll admit that's a clean jersey too.
That's dope though, man. Being real.
All right, dude. Enjoy your Sunday. Have a good one.
All right, guys.
All right, Brandon Sprague, should I do the whole show tease for Dirt and Sprague? I feel like nobody would be listening to this show unless they didn't already know about Dirt and Sprague. And
yeah. This guy's got enough shine.
You can catch Dirt and Sprague every Monday through Friday right here on 1080 The Fan from 6 to 9 a.m. There you go. All right, gonna take a break, and then we're going to call up Dusty Hera. Coach, we're calling up Coach Hera. Well, I want to hear what his pregame speech is. I know he's a coordinator, but still, I want to know what
he's saying. See how you get your guys jacked up.
Yeah, see what he's saying to the boys and what he think is going to be the difference and biggest factor in this game. We do that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We continue our Super Bowl party here on Football Sunday. And our next guest that is walked into the house with a nice seven-layer bean dip. I don't know. Now I'm curious. Dusty Hera, what is on the menu? Is it
cooking?
Is it all Victor Rico's catered, or what else we got going?
Well, of course we will have Victor Rico's. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. It is a national holiday. So
indeed.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you too, gentlemen.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you, my guy.
We've got what we have going on today is I do little smokies.
Oh,
and I put them in an apricot lemon ginger glaze.
Oh.
And you put them in the slow cooker, give them a couple of hours in the slow cooker, nice and slow, and they are to die for. They're really, really stinking good. And then my daughter decided that we are taking a dessert to the Super Bowl party, so she decided we already made a heart-shaped cake for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
See, America, this is what's great about this whole relationship.
That's why you gotta love this young lady.
It's bringing daughters and fathers together on this Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a real thing, man. Like, did your daughter really, you know, care much about Travis Kelce prior to Taylor Swift?
Or football at all?
Had no idea who Travis Kelce was. Would roll her eyes at the amount of football that we watch in this house. But she sat down on Monday night. I'm not kidding. We watched an hour and a half straight of the opening night press conference because there were Taylor Swift questions. And they had like a package that's ready awesome. To go together that they rolled out of Taylor Swift questions. And she's just like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's talking about Taylor? It was – and the only person that I don't think she likes right now is Brock Purdy. because he was asked the question, are you ready to ruin Taylor Swift's Sunday? And he said yes.
Oh, boy.
Ouch. Yeah, he's on the naughty list for the year.
Hey, I will commend you on the Little Smokies. That is a great move. I've always been a Little Smokies fan. I will definitely pound some Little Wieners on this Sunday if I were you. So good call there. Knowing that you are a coordinator, though, what's the pregame speeches like? Do you give your boys in Banks pregame speeches, or do you just leave that to the head coach?
Yeah, get us fired up.
No, I don't. Because look, I coach receivers, guys. Like, what am I going to tell them? Don't drop the damn ball. Yeah. No,
how
are you saying it?
we do give a little, just like that rundown of, you know, because every team in the world now, it's like, do your job, right? That's like the mantra every coach lives by. And we'll go through and you give pregame is all about going through your checklist of what you need to do, what we've talked about all week. And then just go out and kick someone's ass, right? Hit somebody hard and be relentless. I can't imagine, though, what this is like. Like, could you guys imagine, like, every kid in America watches the Super Bowl and is like, wow, I wish I could be there someday. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, like, you're sitting there and you're going, this is kind of like what we do. Mahomes said earlier this week, like, he has a Super Bowl routine now. Like,
what a life.
That's crazy.
That people have this, but I could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Last Football Sunday of the year. Bittersweet. I figure we celebrate this last Football Sunday of the year on Super Bowl Sunday with some of the guys of the 1080 The Fan show's radio station programming and whatnot. And the first person we got on this morning is 49er fan Brandon Sprague. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing? How's Rashad doing?
You sound great right now, man.
We're doing good. It's like I said, it's like Christmas Day. It's a little bittersweet knowing that it's the last Football Sunday and last game of the year, Super Bowl. But no, I'm serious. Are you holed up in your room by yourself? Like, I don't know how I would handle. I really don't know how I'd handle because I don't know if I ever will be able to. A Cowboys in the Super Bowl. So is it? This is what now your third over the last 10, 15 years or so of 49ers in the Super Bowl. But what's the mentality like? How is Brandon Sprague doing on a day like today?
I'm doing great, buddy. I just went to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. I don't know if you've been. It's fantastic.
Great,
they have all these great little options.
Oh, hey.
I'm sitting here now.
Prices are great. Just don't buy the steaks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went for a couple different things. I didn't go for the major items. I got the major items already purchased. But now I'm waiting for a breakfast burrito. We are nervously confident, boys. We are sitting
in an air of kind of like nerve-wracking, gut-wrenching, could be crying later, but also like, no, we got the dogs to do this, and I'm tired of America for 2 weeks telling me how much the Chiefs are going to win this game. So sitting in like a weird, nervously confident zone waiting on a delicious little breakfast burrito. I'm having a nice little Sunday.
Is it sausage, ham, or bacon?
Oh, that's a clown question, bro. You get the best meat of a breakfast burrito. It's sausage, and it's not remotely close.
Smart man.
That's not a bad choice, man. Sprague, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great, Rashad. How are you feeling today? Are you going? You're going on the Chiefs. Are you doing the whole Patrick Mahomes? He's so great thing. Like,
you know,
how can I bet against Patrick Mahomes?
I think that's most people's kind of feeling about it. But for me, like, I've been saying this for a long time. I think you guys have no excuse of not winning the Super Bowl today. I think the 49ers have been the most stacked team. When you start going up down the litany of killers on this roster, there's no reason that you should lose to anybody, you know, in the playoffs this year. And so if you don't win, I'll say this, bro. Don't want to hear the words bang, bang ever again. Just saying.
We got five of them, right? So, like, we could lose this. It'd be the third loss in, like, 15 years. But, like, we're still tied for second most in the NFL. There's five of these, baby. It's bang, bang, Niner gang all day, even with a loss today. Now, let me just go back to something real quick. You feel comfortable about the Niners being able to compete. I'm with you there largely. Patrick Mahomes is a different animal, though. And that's where all the everybody going to pick the Chiefs, and then like even Niner fan is sitting in the nervousness of that guy is just so truly elite.
Special.
That as good as the Niners are, it leaves this kind of like, oh, I don't know if we're good enough. If they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, this is like a 7.5-point line. I think if you put any other quarterback in the NFL on this Chief team, this line is at least 7.5 in the Niners' favor. I know it's 2. It stayed 2 because all these big bettors have come in, $1.5 million money line bets, but 88% of the bets in total are Chief bets. So, yeah, the money's kind of with the Niners, I guess, but 88% of the handle is on the Chiefs. So it feels like me versus America. Everywhere I look somebody in the eyes, I'm just thinking, you're against me today. That's kind of the mentality we're living
in. I don't know, man. I think you might be kind of overshooting that, because I know, I mean, there are a lot of 49er fans. I've been seeing them all throughout Portland over the last couple of days. A bunch of my friends, a bunch of people that I know from right here in the town, a lot of 49er fans, you know, a few Raider fans, but lots of Niner fans. I think you're not going to be, there's a whole 49ers bar for you guys here. Get out of here. You're not alone today.
Portland, okay, not in that way, but Portland is largely been a Niner town for a long time. Portland also has like 17 backer bars for NFL teams because we're miserable and we don't want any nice things here. So we refuse to get on trying to get a football team. Let's build a baseball stadium and a golf course. But yeah, there are a lot of Niner fans in Portland. They ran a poll in 1997 and it was like overwhelming majority of football fans in Portland registered as 49er fans. The Seahawks came and kind of changed that math a little bit, but I'm with you. There still are a lot of Niner fans. We're talking about Portland, Oregon, dude. I'm talking about America. 88% of America is against.
Fair enough.
So, yes, I might have some support here, but I'm looking at this breakfast burrito guy, and I'm like, you kind of have a Chief vibe to you right now, sir.
He has a smell to
I
him.
I like my burrito.
He's not going
to
cook that sausage all the way through, and, yeah, I understand you questioning it. All right, besides, like, quarterback play, like whether it is Mahomes or Purdy, what do you think, whether it be player or position in the game, that is going to be the deciding factor in today's Super Bowl?
You know, I think Purdy is obviously an easy one and a reasonable one, too. But for me, it's as cut and dry as Isaiah Pacheco. Is Isaiah Pacheco going to get 80 to 115 yards today? If you look at the Niners' previous two playoff games, their rush defense has been atrocious. The Lions ate it up, got to a 17-point lead. The Packers, Aaron Jones was doing whatever he wanted, and then Jordan Love coughed up 2 picks. Like, if the Chiefs can establish the run game, I don't know, man. It might be good night. The 49ers defense is near the bottom 15 in the league in play action defense. So if Pacheco's going to get some fake carries from old P. Mahomes, you're going to bring secondary up to overreact to it. And somehow I'm going to watch Marquez Valdes-Scantling beat my team in a Super Bowl. It's Isaiah Pacheco. The Niners rush defense has to step up. If they make that miserable for Kansas City, I think they can apply just enough pressure. You kind of blanket Kelce and limit. You can't stop. You limit. And then what? You live in the world of Sky Moore or Rashee Rice. Like, you just have to live with those guys beating you. And Pacheco in the run game is massive to me, given what we've seen from San Francisco's defense in the other two playoff games. They've been shredded on the ground, and they have to limit, if not flat out stop that, if they want to win this game today.
So, quick question. So, you're obviously a 49ers fan. I'm curious what jersey you're wearing today. But you had so many great teams outside of those championship teams, right? Is this the best Niners squad that we've seen since those championship years?
I think that's a tough one for me. I still think the Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Justin Smith.
Yeah, they were called.
Yeah, I mean, and look, receiver was not an elite thing. Like, Michael Crabtree was the best target on that team. So that's a lesser player than Debo. Tight end, too, it's like George Kittle is just a monster. If Travis Kelce didn't exist, he's the best tight end in football. So I don't know. It's a tough one. I go back and forth on that because, you know, Kaepernick, Purdy were both fun in different ways. You know, the unpredictability that the last pick in the draft. Guys, I know it's my team. But, like, even – I'm being honest with you. Even if it wasn't my team, the fact that the last pick in the draft in his second year is starting in a Super Bowl
straight up
is – it's bananas. There's – nobody would have predicted that 20 years ago. If you would have said that, everybody would have looked at you sideways. But, like, here we are. We have the story. Kaepernick was great just from the, holy hell, look how quick and athletic and big, and he's got a cannon and – but, like, how accurate is he, and can you win with it? Like, there's just a lot of storylines from both of those teams for me that makes that a tough question. But overall, I think if you made me pick, Rashad, yeah, I'd lean this one. This one's good, man. This one's great.
Legit. Offensively,
any other quarterback in this Super Bowl, the Niners are winning this game. I think they're that good. I think they're that built for it. But that pedigree and the tight end and the quarterback and the coach, they just – and the defensive coordinator, they make it a nightmare of a matchup.
Sprague, you know how much of a degen I am? I'm throwing a couple of bucks down on some tasty prop bets today. I just discovered one, the Octopus, which is a player scoring the touchdown and the two-point conversion. Are there any parlays or tasty bets prop-wise that you're throwing some money down for maybe a lotto ticket today?
Yeah, it's everything Niner. Anything over, anything pro Niner, it's Niner. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Guys, I want to win money, but I'm not a good gambler. But I'm not. There's not a single prop bet that sways Kansas City's way that I care. The only prop bet that's like a 50-50 whatever, I always choose tails because tails never fails.
I love how the old adage of don't bet with emotions goes completely out of the window on a day like today.
It's fair.
I mean, Joe, let's be real here. Guys, let's all be honest. Let's be in this trust tree together, okay? I know I'm the one wearing a jersey. I'm cosplaying today. I'm rocking around like I did anything for this team to get them to this point, and I'm carrying that kind of confidence with me. But if it's your team, like, yeah, it's the day. It's everything is pro your team today. That's what the day is about.
He doesn't know.
If your team's not in it, you pick a side.
He doesn't get it. It's okay, Sprague. This guy over here doesn't understand.
He's a Cowboy fan. I don't blame him.
The shade is not necessary on a day like today, okay? Sprague, appreciate it, dude. Enjoy your breakfast burrito. Oh, enjoy your game. And I hope that you just enjoy your day. I'm not going to say I hope the 49ers win for your sake. I just hope you have a good day, all right?
Joe, I appreciate that. Rashad, I appreciate it. I didn't answer the one part of your question. I'm going with the white. Icy white because they're wearing white today. Going Steve Young. Me and the wife got our Steve Young jerseys on today.
That's a good one.
So we're trying to get that six tuds, no picks, 350-yard performance today from old Brock Purdy.
All right, I'll admit that's a clean jersey too.
That's dope, though, man, being real.
All right, dude, enjoy your Sunday. Have a good one.
All right, guys.
All right, Brandon Sprague, should I do the whole show tease for Dirt and Sprague? I feel like nobody would be listening to this show unless they didn't already know about Dirt and Sprague. And
yeah. This guy's got enough shine.
You can catch Dirt and Sprague every Monday through Friday right here on 1080 The Fan from 6 to 9 a.m. There you go. All right, gonna take a break, and then we're going to call up Dusty Hera. Coach, we're calling up Coach Hera. Well, I want to hear what his pregame speech is. I know he's a coordinator, but still, I want to know what
he's saying. See how you get your guys jacked up.
Yeah, see what he's saying to the boys and what he thinks is going to be the difference and biggest factor in this game. We do that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We continue our Super Bowl party here on Football Sunday. And our next guest that is locked into the house with a nice seven-layer bean dip. I don't know. Now I'm curious. Dusty Hera, what is on the menu? Is it
cooking?
Is it all Victor Rico's catered, or what else we got going?
Well, of course we will have Victor Rico's. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. It is a national holiday. So
indeed.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you too, gentlemen.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you, my guy.
We've got... what we have going on today is I do little smokies.
Oh,
and I put them in an apricot lemon ginger glaze.
Oh.
And you put them in the slow cooker, give them a couple of hours in the slow cooker, nice and slow. And they are to die for. They're really, really stinking good. And then my daughter decided that we are taking a dessert to the Super Bowl party. So she decided we already made a heart-shaped cake for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Aww, that's adorbs. See, America, this is what's great about this whole
relationship.
That's
why you gotta love this young lady.
It's bringing daughters and fathers together on this Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a real thing, man. Like, did your daughter really, you know, care much about Travis Kelce prior to Taylor Swift?
Or football at all?
Had no idea who Travis Kelce was. Would roll her eyes at the amount of football that we watch in this house. But she sat down on Monday night. I'm not kidding. We watched an hour and a half straight of the opening night press conference because there were Taylor Swift questions. And they had like a package that's ready awesome. To go together that they rolled out of Taylor Swift questions. And she's just like, who's that? Who's talking about Taylor? It was in the only person that I don't think she likes right now is Brock Purdy, because he was asked the question, are you ready to ruin Taylor Swift's Sunday? And he said yes.
Oh, boy.
Ouch. Yeah, he's on the naughty list for the year.
Hey, I will commend you on the Little Smokies. That is a great move. I've always been a Little Smokies fan. I will definitely pound some little wieners on this Sunday if I were you. So good call there. Knowing that you are a coordinator, though, what's the pregame speeches like? Do you give your boys in Banks pregame speeches, or do you just leave that to the head coach?
Yeah, get us fired up.
What? No, I don't. Because I mean, look, I coach receivers, guys. Like, what am I going to tell them? Don't drop the damn ball.
Yeah.
No,
how are you saying it?
we do give a little, just like that rundown of, you know, because every team in the world now, it's like, do your job, right? That's like the mantra every coach lives by. And we'll go through and you give just like pregame is all about going through your checklist of what you need to do, what we've talked about all week, and then just go out and kick someone's ass, right? Make, you know, hit somebody hard and be relentless. I can't imagine, though, what this is like. Like, could you guys imagine, like, every kid in America watches the Super Bowl and is like, wow, I wish I could be there someday. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, like, you're sitting there and you're going, this is kind of like what we do. Mahomes said earlier this week, like, he has a Super Bowl routine now. Like,
what a life.
That's crazy.
That people have this. But I couldn't imagine the nerves on the other side, where if you're a first-time guy, of being like, there's going to be probably 200 million people around the world watching this game today. And $23.6 billion is estimated to be wagered on the Super Bowl. This is the biggest spectacle in not just American sports, but I mean, in a non-World Cup year, it's the biggest spectacle in the world every single year.
Yeah, it's insane, man, how many people are tuned in for this one moment. But I am curious. So we've had a lot of talk over the last week and a half about Brock Purdy. And I think it kind of started with Cam Newton saying Brock Purdy is probably the 10th best player, you know, on his team, and he was more of a game manager. Is it a bad thing to be considered a game manager, especially going into a huge game like the Super Bowl?
No, I think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a game manager. And I loved what, you know, Kyle Shanahan said this week, kind of defending Brock. And I think if you look at some of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, that's exactly what they've been. Like, that's what Tom Brady was in his first three Super Bowl victories.
Right.
That's what you saw Joe Montana do. Like we talk about, like, Brock Purdy's getting held down because he's got all of these weapons around him. yet we lauded Bill Walsh and Joe Montana's great San Francisco 49er teams when they had some of the best weapons surrounding Joe Montana, yet we use it as a knock on Brock Purdy. I think, like, being a game manager is great. Being a game screwer upper is the big problem, right? I mean, and right. That's the thing, is he always plays within himself. He had two really bad throws against Green Bay that I think everybody's kind of, you know, pointing to, where the Darnell Savage pick that he dropped when it hit him right in the numbers, and then the one at the end of the game. But other than that, the dude plays very clean football. And if you kind of watch him when he plays, he always goes through a progression. And it's not just like, hey, we're just going to scheme up Devo here, or we're just going to scheme up McCaffrey. No, he goes through a progression. And the great thing about Kyle Shanahan and the weapons that they have around him is that there is always an answer. But the thing about the game manager is you've got to find the right answer. And he does it at an incredible clip. Just look at the second half against Detroit. That NFC Championship game, second half, the first 30 minutes were pretty clunky. The last 30 minutes were pretty flawless football. And right. If you can get that from Brock Purdy, you're going to be getting the Super Bowl championship.
So when looking at these two teams, like, I asked Greg this, I want to ask you, like, what do you think, besides quarterback, is going to be the biggest factor in this game? I mean, is it as we get closer to kickoff, I just keep looking at the talent that 49ers have all over that field, all over the roster, and I lean that they are the ones that, like, they have to win this game. And I feel like a big factor is if they can just continuously run the ball and have Christian McCaffrey be a factor as big as he is in almost every game, but to continue leaning on him, what to you is going to be the deciding factor in this game?
Yeah, I agree with you. With McCaffrey running the football is going to be absolutely crucial, because, I mean, the Minshew injury is a big one for Kansas City, and he is one of their best pass rushers that they have. But also, if you look at this defense, they have not been great against the run over the course of the season. We look at that Baltimore game, and this is the beauty of Steve Spagnuolo's defense, is that he will put you a coordinator in a pretzel of, I will give you this to take away the run. Are you going to be ballsy enough to take it? And the Baltimore Ravens tried, even though if they would have just stuck to who they are and what they've done all season long, then I think they would be in a different scenario. We may see Baltimore in this game. But with Kyle Shanahan, he's got way more options to go to. And I think if for San Francisco, it is, you got to find a way to get to the middle of the field where Brock Purdy is effective throwing the football. I think that is going to be a huge key for San Francisco, outside of just being able to feed McCaffrey and being able to get him his, you know, I think the over-under is on 16 carries or whatever. I think you get that. I think you get just the, all right, we're going to unload the clip right now, and it's going to be a lot of Christian McCaffrey left, a lot of Christian McCaffrey right, and then they're going to get you on your heels and get you across the middle. But for San Francisco's defense, I think for Kansas City's offense, it's run the ball outside. They have unlocked in the three playoff games the ability to run the football as effective as anybody in the league. And they went through it, and they let Patrick Mahomes kind of go through those growing pains over the regular season with his wide receivers. I think in this Super Bowl and in this playoff run, it's been give Isaiah Pacheco the ball. Jerick McKinnon now healthy as a receiving threat out of the backfield, and San Francisco's been getting gashed on the edges all year long in the run game. Heading into the Detroit game, I don't know where they're at now, but heading into the Detroit game in the NFC Championship game, they were giving up an average of 5.5 carries, 5.5 yards per carry outside of the tackles on the season.
Crazy.
On the season. So you saw them have to play more man-to-man, which on defense, which that allowed them to bring some guys up and set the edge in the second half. And Detroit kind of had to waver a little bit in their offense, struggled at that point. But if you play man-to-man against Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a long day. And so you've got to be able to play zone and still set that edge.
So I'm curious. You're obviously your receivers coach. There's one guy on the field who I just, obviously with all the unstoppable guys on the field, but there's one in particular that's just super special to me, and that's number 87, Travis Kelce. Not just as a tight end. Where would you put him? Not just as a tight end, but as a pass catcher, because he has been phenomenal, especially in the playoffs.
It's crazy. You know, the fact that you have a tight end who is this prolific, one, throughout his playoff career, when you're catching Jerry Rice records, is incredible. But the fact that the man doesn't have defined routes on most plays. It's like, this is the area we need you to be, 87. Get there and get open. And the fact that he has that chemistry with Mahomes is incredible. I think if you're looking at from a sheer receiver standpoint, if you take tight ends and receivers and you kind of just lump them together, I mean, you're probably still putting him in the top five. You know, there's very few guys that you're going to take before him because of his ability to get open. And it really is that chemistry with Mahomes that makes him that much more special, right? I mean, if you're talking about a guy who you got probably like guys like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, you have the likes of those guys. And then, what, you're going to put Kelce probably four or five of any receiver in the NFL?
Yeah.
He's incredible. He truly is incredible because of physicality and the fact that you know where Mahomes wants to go with the ball, but you can't stop it. I mean, it truly is. It's one of those generational matchups that we've seen. Every great quarterback has his safety blanket, and Travis Kelce's it, man.
Never thought I'd see anybody better than Brady and Gronk.
Right?
Yep, Travis Kelce does a great job finding himself in the blank space. Anybody?
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's too early, Joe. It's too early for those.
All right. Thank you, Dusty. Hey, thank you for bringing up that Charles Menihue injury, because that's huge. And also the Chiefs, they're going to be without Joe Thuney on the offensive line as well. Hurts. So as far as like the injuries right now, things are looking much better for the 49ers on the side of the ball. Dusty.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Debo's shoulder and Kittle's toe, though. I don't like if those guys are limited. That scares me, but having guys out is a lot more impactful than having guys maybe dinged up.
Right. Dusty, appreciate it. Enjoy your heart-shaped cake. Enjoy the little Smokies. I know that goes without saying. I appreciate you jumping on with us on Super Bowl Sunday.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Yep, later, see you, bud. Dude. All right, Dusty Hera. And again, you can catch him every Monday through Friday on Danny and Dusty from noon to 3 p.m. Again, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be listening to the show if you didn't already know what the Monday through Friday lineup was. But appreciate you regardless. All right, take a break. We'll get back into it. Hour number two of our Super Bowl Sunday, Football Sunday show right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We continue our Super Bowl party here on Football Sunday. And our next guest that is walked into the house with a nice 7-layer bean dip. I don't know. Now I'm curious. Dusty Hera, what is on the menu? Is it
cooking?
Is it all Victorico's catered, or what else we got going?
Well, of course we will have Victor Eagles. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. It is a national holiday. So
indeed.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you two, gentlemen.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you, my guy.
We've got... what we have going on today is I do little smokies.
Oh,
and I put them in an apricot lemon ginger glaze.
Oh.
And you put them in the slow cooker. Give them a couple of hours in the slow cooker, nice and slow. And they are to die for. They're really, really stinking good. And then my daughter decided that we are taking a dessert to the Super Bowl party. So she decided we are making, or we already made, a heart-shaped cake for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
See, America, this is what's great about this whole relationship.
That's why you gotta love this young lady.
It's bringing daughters and fathers together on this Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a real thing, man. Like, did your daughter really, you know, care much about Travis Kelce prior to Taylor Swift?
Or football at all?
Had no idea who Travis Kelce was. Would roll her eyes at the amount of football that we watch in this house. But she sat down on Monday night. I'm not kidding. We watched an hour and a half straight of the opening night press conference because there were Taylor Swift questions. And they had like a package that's ready awesome. To go together that they rolled out of Taylor Swift questions. And she's just like, who's that? Who's talking about Taylor? It was in the only person that I don't think she likes right now is Brock Purdy, because he was asked the question, are you ready to ruin Taylor Swift's Sunday? And he said yes.
Oh boy!
Ouch! Yeah, he's on the naughty list for the year.
Hey, I will commend you on the little Smokies. That is a great move. I've always been a little Smokies fan. I will definitely pound some little wieners on this Sunday if I were you. So good call there. Knowing that you are a coordinator, though, what's the pregame speeches like? Do you give your boys and Banks pregame speeches, or do you just leave that to the head coach?
Yeah, get us fired up.
No, I don't. Because look, I coach receivers, guys. Like, what am I going to tell them? Don't drop the damn ball. Yeah. No, we
pretty
we
simple. Yeah.
How are you saying it?
we do give a little just like that rundown of, you know, because every team in the world now, it's like, do your job, right? That's like the mantra every coach lives by. And we'll go through and you give just like pregame is all about going through your checklist of what you need to do, what we've talked about all week. And then just go out and kick someone's ass, right? Make, you know, hit somebody hard and be relentless. I can't imagine, though, what this is like. Like, could you guys imagine, like, every kid in America watches the Super Bowl and is like, wow, I wish I could be there someday. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, like, you're sitting there and you're going, this is kind of like what we do. Mahomes said earlier this week, like, he has a Super Bowl routine now. Like
what a life.
That's crazy.
That people have this. But I couldn't imagine the nerves on the other side, where if you're a first-time guy, of being like, there's going to be probably 200 million people around the world watching this game today. And $23.6 billion is estimated to be wagered on the Super Bowl. This is the biggest spectacle in not just American sports, but, I mean, in a non-World Cup year. It's the biggest spectacle in the world every single year.
Yeah, it's insane, man, how many people are tuned in for this one moment. But I am curious. So we've had a lot of talk over the last week and a half about Brock Purdy. And I think it kind of started with Cam Newton saying Brock Purdy is probably the 10th best player, you know, on his team. And he was more of a game manager. Is it a bad thing to be considered a game manager, especially going into a huge game like the Super Bowl?
No, I think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a game manager. And I loved what, you know, Kyle Shanahan said this week, kind of defending Brock. And I think if you look at some of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, that's exactly what they've been. Like, that's what Tom Brady was in his first three Super Bowl victories.
Right.
That's what you saw Joe Montana do. Like we talk about, like, Brock Purdy's getting held down because he's got all of these weapons around him. Yet we lauded Bill Walsh and Joe Montana's great San Francisco 49er teams when they had some of the best weapons surrounding Joe Montana, yet we use it as a knock on Brock Purdy. I think, like, being a game manager is great. Being a game screwer-upper is the big problem, right? I mean, and right. That's the thing, is he always plays within himself. He had two really bad throws against Green Bay that I think everybody's kind of, you know, pointing to, where the Darnell Savage pick that he dropped when it hit him right in the numbers, and then the one at the end of the game. But other than that, the dude plays very clean football. And if you kind of watch him when he plays, he always goes through a progression. And it's not just like, hey, we're just going to scheme up Deebo here. We're just going to scheme up McCaffrey. No, he goes through a progression. And the great thing about Kyle Shanahan and the weapons that they have around him is that there is always an answer. But the thing about the game manager is you've got to find the right answer. And he does it at an incredible clip. Just look at the second half against Detroit. That NFC Championship game second half, the first 30 minutes were pretty clunky. The last 30 minutes were pretty flawless football. And right. If you can get that from Brock Purdy, you're going to be getting the Super Bowl championship.
So when looking at these two teams, like I asked Sprague this, I want to ask you, like, what do you think besides quarterback is going to be the biggest factor in this game? I mean, is it as we get closer to kickoff, I just keep looking at the talent that 49ers have all over that field, all over the roster. And I lean that they are the ones that, like, they have to win this game. And I feel like a big factor is if they can just continuously run the ball and have Christian McCaffrey be a factor as big as he is in almost every game. But to continue leaning on him, what to you is going to be the deciding factor in this game?
Yeah, I agree with you. With McCaffrey running the football is going to be absolutely crucial because, I mean, the Menehue injury is a big one for Kansas City. And he is one of their best pass rushers that they have. But also, if you look at this defense, they have not been great against the run over the course of the season. We look at that Baltimore game, and this is the beauty of Steve Spagnuolo's defense, is that he will put you a coordinator in a pretzel of, I will give you this to take away the run. Are you going to be ballsy enough to take it? And the Baltimore Ravens tried, even though if they would have just stuck to who they are and what they've done all season long, then I think they would be in a different scenario. We may see Baltimore in this game. But with Kyle Shanahan, he's got way more options to go to. And I think if for San Francisco, it is, you got to find a way to get to the middle of the field where Brock Purdy is effective throwing the football. I think that is going to be a huge key for San Francisco outside of just being able to feed McCaffrey and being able to get him is, you know, I think the over-under is on 16 carries or whatever. I think you get that. I think you get just the, all right, we're going to unload the clip right now, and it's going to be a lot of Christian McCaffrey left, a lot of Christian McCaffrey right, and then they're going to get you on your heels and get you across the middle. But for San Francisco's defense, I think for Kansas City's offense, it's run the ball outside. They have unlocked in the three playoff games the ability to run the football as effective as anybody in the league. And they went through it, and they let Patrick Mahomes kind of go through those growing pains over the regular season with his wide receivers. I think in this Super Bowl and in this playoff run, it's been give Isaiah Pacheco the ball. Jerick McKinnon now healthy as a receiving threat out of the backfield. And San Francisco's been getting gashed on the edges all year long in the run game. Heading into the Detroit game, I don't know where they're at now, but heading into the Detroit game in the NFC Championship game, they were giving up an average of 5.5 carries, 5.5 yards per carry outside of the tackles on the season.
Crazy.
On the season. So you saw them have to play more man-to-man on defense, which that allowed them to bring some guys up and set the edge in the second half. And Detroit kind of had to waver a little bit in their offense, struggled at that point. But if you play man-to-man against Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a long day. So you've got to be able to play zone and still set that edge.
So I'm curious. You're obviously your receivers coach. There's one guy on the field who I just – obviously with all the unstoppable guys on the field, but there's one in particular that's just super special to me, and that's number 87, Travis Kelce. Not just as a tight end. Where would you put him? Not just as a tight end, but as a pass catcher, because he has been phenomenal, especially in the playoffs.
It's crazy. You know, the fact that you have a tight end – who is this prolific, one, throughout his playoff career. When you're catching Jerry Rice records, is incredible. But the fact that the man doesn't have defined routes on most plays, it's like, this is the area we need you to be, 87. Get there and get open. And the fact that he has that chemistry with Mahomes is incredible. I think if you're looking at from a sheer receiver standpoint, if you take tight ends and receivers and you kind of just lump them together, I mean, you're probably still putting him in the top five. You know, there's very few guys that you're going to take before him because of his ability to get open. And it really is that chemistry with Mahomes that makes him that much more special. right? I mean, if you're talking about a guy who you got probably like guys like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, you have the likes of those guys. And then, what, you're going to put Kelce probably four or five of any receiver in the NFL?
Yeah.
He's incredible. He truly is incredible because of physicality and the fact that you know where Mahomes wants to go with the ball, but you can't stop it. I mean, it truly is. It's one of those generational matchups that we've seen. Every great quarterback has his safety blanket, and Travis Kelce's it, man.
Never thought I'd see anybody better than Brady and Gronk. And
right?
Yep, Travis Kelce does a great job finding himself in the blank space. Anybody?
Anyone? That's a good one. That's a good one. It's too early, Joe. It's too early for those.
All right. Thank you, Dusty. Hey, thank you for bringing up that Charles Omenihu injury, because that's huge. And also the Chiefs, they're going to be without Joe Thuney on the offensive line as well. Hurts. So as far as like the injuries right now, things are looking much better for the 49ers on the side of the ball. Dusty,
yeah,
go for it.
Debo's shoulder and Kittle's toe, though. I don't – like, if those guys are limited, that scares me, but – having guys out is a lot more impactful than having guys maybe dinged up.
Right, right. Dusty, appreciate it. Enjoy your heart-shaped cake. Enjoy the little Smokies. I know that goes without saying. I appreciate you jumping on with us on Super Bowl Sunday.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Yep, later, see you, bud. Dude. All right, Dusty Hera. And again, you can catch him every Monday through Friday on Danny and Dusty from noon to 3 p.m. Again, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be listening to the show if you didn't already know what the Monday through Friday lineup was. But appreciate you regardless. All right, take a break. We'll get back into it. Hour number two of our Super Bowl Sunday, Football Sunday show right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.